Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
When Boaz arrived at his field, he greeted his reapers with, "The Lord be with you." And they answered, quote, "The Lord bless you." Ruth 2 verse 4. They might have said, "Enjoy his presence," and "Enjoy his provision." What beautiful ways to greet each other. Then Boaz asked his man in charge about the young woman. He answered, quote, "It is the young Moabite woman who came back with Naomi from the country of Moab," verse 6. Not much hope there, if she at least had returned with an Israeli husband. But Boaz, a man who had learned grace at home since his father had married Rahab the harlot, knew better. Do you remember why Moabites weren't to be received? Quote, "Because they did not meet you with bread and water on the road when you came out of Egypt." Deuteronomy 23, verse 4. And what is the first thing Boaz does for Ruth? Provides her with bread and water. Quote, "When you are thirsty, go to the vessels and drink from what the young men have drawn," verse 9. See also verse 14. At that point, she fell on her face and said, quote, "Why have I found favor in your eyes, that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner," verse 10. "Foreigner?" says Boaz. "Oh, no. You see," quote, "it has been fully reported to me all that you have done for your mother-in-law, and how you left your father and your mother and the land of your birth, and have come to a people whom you did not know before. A full reward be given you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge." Verses 11 and 12. Isn't that like us? We were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But not anymore. We, quote, "who once were far off, have been brought near by the blood of Christ." Ephesians 2, verses 12 and 13. Isn't it great to belong?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.